Let's get Kristen Myers on the line now from The Balance. Kristen, a very happy Tuesday to you. Thanks for hopping on again. Hey, we saw home prices cooling again in June, and I just want to make sure we frame this right, because you have you lay it out great at The Balance. It's not that the prices are coming down. It's that the cooling off has happened in terms of year over year. Do I have that correct?
Yes, absolutely. So you can think of it as a deceleration instead of a decline, really. So the increase in home prices is really starting to slow down. So it is, according to the Case-Shiller Index, up 18% in June, since June of 2021, which sounds terrible because it is. If you're trying to buy a house, an 18% increase in a home price really means that the homes are not very affordable right now. But that's down, because in May, the home prices were up 19.9% from the year before. So we are starting to see the housing market really starting to moderate just a little bit.
I know a lot of people, I see these threads on Twitter with warning lights and everything about this huge impending housing recession. And I don't want to prognosticate that we don't see something like that, but a lot of the data out there, it's not showing, and I know it's regional, right? Like each region has their own real estate situation going on. But at least in the current moment, again, it's not that there's not buyers. It's that there's not a lot of supply out there. And that is keeping these homes still much more expensive than they were last year and much more expensive than the year before.
So that's absolutely correct. So throughout the last 2 years, two things have really happened to essentially make home prices absolutely skyrocket, right? So the first thing was the pandemic. A lot of people were staying at home. They were saving a lot more of their money. And what we found was that people living in apartments or living in a home were going stir crazy in their house because they've just been sitting at home and they wanted a yard or a home office to Zoom, for example. And so they started wanting to go out and buy homes. And because they had more money saved, they were able to go out and afford it. The second thing is that people snapped up so many homes that housing supply, which is already, you know, was already quite low, started to absolutely plummet. And so now we're in a situation where people still have money and they still want to go out and buy homes, especially as rent in some cities, like in New York, are up over 14%. They still would like to go out and buy a home, but now there's no homes for them to buy. And because of inflation, the costs to build a home absolutely went up. So home builders also stopped building as many homes. So there's a lot of different reasons, but essentially it means there's not a lot of homes for all the people that want to buy them.
Right. And I'm not going to say that there won't be a housing issue. I mean, I'm not an expert at that, and we'll have to wait and see. I'm just saying we're not there yet, as we still had prices 18% above where they were a year ago across the country. All right. We talked a lot about student loans last week and over the weekend, and you and I haven't had a chance to really dive into it. But I love the idea that figuring out, you know, hey, look, if you're one of those people that benefits from saving a couple hundred dollars a month right now, don't just get used to that and start spending that money if you don't need to. Because, Kristen, there's ways that people can really make sure that that money, their gift that they've been given or that they've been earned, whatever you want to say, they can use that to really better their future, right?
So whether you were given debt forgiveness or not, this is an opportunity for you to improve your financial state right now. So I'm going to start with the people that didn't get debt forgiveness at all because they make too much money.
Okay.
First of all, congratulations. You are in the top 5% of earners in the United States.
Right.
You're earning more than $125,000. However, I know in some states that might not feel like it goes that far.
Right.
In some cities, it might feel like you're still struggling. And I understand that. But you have to take into account that you have 4 months. So you have until the end of the year, until January 1st, until that you don't have to make any payments on that student loan. And here's what this means. It means that right now, the loan or the interest rate, excuse me, on that loan is 0%.
Mm-hmm.
So any dollar that you put on that loan goes directly to the principal. So if you have stacked a little bit of extra cash right now, you're feeling a little bit flush, now is the time to direct it to that student loan. You're going to save more money in the long run. In fact, if you are able to, now is the time to pay off the loan completely, if you are able to do so financially. Because it's a 0% interest rate. And how many times do you ever get a loan with a 0% interest
right.
rate? So the federal government says they're not making any money on this loan right now. There's no interest. Now is the time to really pay it off or to chip away at that debt. Now, if you were someone who did get some of that debt forgiveness, don't just take that $500, I'm going to say, as an average monthly payment, is what most student borrowers have to pay every single month. Don't take that $500 and just, you know, let that appear in your account. You know, if you, you know, have a little bit more money to spend, really make sure you put it to work. If you have credit card debt, direct that $500 that you would use to pay for that student loan towards that credit card debt. Maybe you want to buy a house. Take that $500 and put it towards your house fund. Maybe you want to invest more. Put that $500 towards your investment. Maybe even your emergency savings. I know people are worried about recession. Now is the time to divert those funds. If you don't make a plan for it, it's going to just end up getting spent. And yep. Several months later or a year later, you're going to wonder, what happened to all that money I saved from that student loan? So you really want to make sure that you have a plan for the money that you're going to be saving now right. That you don't have to pay for that student loan.
Plus, if you don't spend it all, then you will counter what some people say is going to happen, which is more inflation. Save that money. Don't spend it and drive up prices more.
Absolutely. And I mean, hey, if you want to think about it, you could technically invest it. Now is the time, yeah. Especially if you're younger, I'm assuming you are, if you have some of that student loan debt right now, markets are doing terribly. And I know people might say, wait a minute, Kristen, why would I want to invest money now? The markets are losing money. Oddly enough, if you have time in the market, this is a great time to buy because things right now are all on sale. So buy it now and enjoy it later when the markets definitely go up. So this is a great time to turn that $500 average payment into perhaps $1,000 in a year or two.
You're right, but make that plan now so when you start the savings, you don't start spending it right away. Chris Myers, always great to chat with you. We'll talk. We'll do it again soon.